And this is the point in the call where we transition, and we've got a few people who are going to hang up and dial back in on the host line. So on that note, go ahead and share, once you get on the call, who's on.
Kathy Clark.
Good morning, Kathy Clark. Oh, come on. I know some of you others are fast, quick speed dialers,
okay.
But no.
I did.
Okay. I heard Triple M. Yes, Mary Margaret?
Yes, you got it.
You're out of the hospital from pneumonia.
Well, my husband had the pneumonia, but then I got the infection, the sinus infection that kind of knocked me out.
Okay, but you're home, right?
We're home now, yeah.
Okay, wonderful.
Yep.
Okay, so Kathy and Mary Margaret.
Morning, Kathy.
Harold.
I got Harold, and then was that, who was...
Kathy. Ludwaski.
The Texas Kathy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we've got both Kathys. We've got Harold. We've got Mary Margaret. And I know Mom's on the line, correct?
I am.
Okay. Good morning again. Okay. So I'm looking for Steve, Janice. Molly, there you go. And Molly, thank you for the call last night. Molly, was your gentleman, do you know your friend? Was he on the call this morning with Dennis Bryant?
I don't know.
You don't know? Or no? Or?
But not that I gave him the number to listen for the 10 o'clock Saturday last
week. Okay. Well, we can follow up with that. So we're looking for Susan Evans. Actually, Susan had a prior commitment. She won't be on. I think Ken emailed me.
Vance, I'm here as Ken.
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Vance.
Thank you. Okay.
Hey, Janice.
Good morning, Janice. Woo, we're going to have a full group here. How about Steve? Mr. Crowfoot, are you with us? Okay. All right. Now, and I apologize, I did not even turn on the computer yesterday, so I have no idea. Well, I did yesterday early morning, so if somebody else emailed me. Then we'll go from there. Okay, who wants to be Johnny on the spot? And I'm going to throw a curveball at you guys because I have let me explain here. I have an opportunity that our church is, and Harold will know where this is, Roosevelt High School, one of the larger high schools in the northern part of the city of Portland, a rougher neighborhood, I'll just put it that way. 80% of the students at this particular high school are on the federal food meal program. They eat during the school year breakfast, lunch, and dinner at school because their family does not generate an income well enough to supply those three meals a day for them. 20% of the student body are homeless. They don't have a physical address that their mail goes to. They either live in a car with their parents or they bunk at other people's houses when they can, but they have no physical mailing address. So statistically,
we should never complain, should we?
No, never. So anyways, our church is linked up with a small little shoe company called Nike, and Nike is supplying a new track and field for them, and then 700, well, at least that's what it was last Sunday, 700 people from our church are converging on the school in about 45 minutes. And we're going to be given 800 tasks to turn this school around physically as far as cleaning it up and repainting and all kinds of stuff. So my family is scurrying around upstairs getting ready to go, and so I need to be joining them. So on that note, I'm going to volley this call over to Mom, who has just as much experience, if not so much more than I do, in doing what we do in a morning like this. And I know Harold... I took a sigh of relief because he thought I was going to throw the call over to him. But no,
wow.
I won't do that to you guys on that short of notice. I even gave Mom notice, called her at 10 o'clock last night. Anyways, what I'd like to you guys to discuss this morning, and again, I'm going to yield it all over to Mom, is the topic from last week's call from Rick and team, as I always refer to them. Let me put one of you on the spot and see who can jump up to the plate. even if you didn't catch the whole thing live or didn't catch the whole thing, you know, via the internet, which is irrelevant, but looking at the topic of what the subject was, who can tell me, number one, what it was, and then just looking at the topic, what that does for you. So what is it, and what does it do for you? Anybody?
This is Molly.
Okay.
The topic was, what would be like to be a royal diamond?
Okay.
And what it does for me is, well, partially not believing and partially excited that I would be royal diamond.
Okay. So let's go down this road, and then I'm going to, again, pass it over to Mom. Denny and Shaw Rogers are royal diamonds today, and they have been for several years. Do we just automatically associate the title with the income? Because the income, the financial position of a royal diamond can vary. I mean, I know some royal diamonds who are living comfortably on $8,000 to $10,000 a month, and then others, it's, you know, quite a bit larger than that. And that's just where they're at. You take someone like Reed Navon Nelson, who, you know, earn, you know, in excess of a six-figure monthly income on a regular basis. Maybe sometimes it's not that much, but, I mean, that's where they have their status quo has been for quite some time. And then you take others who, you know, say, you know, hey, I'm just as happy as a lark living with $10,000, $12,000 a month income. Is it just that, or is it all the other attributes that are associated with life as royal diamond? So this is what I'd like you guys to do, and then I'm going to shut up, and Mom's going to be in charge here. Look at the perspective of, as a royal diamond, what will life be like for you? Because if you're serious about this, regardless of your rank, well, we've got executives all the way up to golds on this call, regardless of your rank, what do you perceive life will be like? And then Mom's going to have free liberty here to scrutinize you. And, you know, maybe we can adjust your image or your perception, your personification of what a royal diamond is, so we're more in tune with reality. Because I know Denny and Shaw Rogers' reality is a lot different than, let's say, again, Reed Navon Nelson or Butch and Bonnie Terrell. Or, I mean, I can go right on down the list of all the different royal diamonds. It's what we want out of it. There is no cookie-cutter set role as a royal diamond. So explore that. So, Mom, the ball,
yes.
The ball is on your side of the court, your side of the field. It's
and
all
one
good.
Question, what is your time frame on this?
You know, usually I try in about a quarter after, 20 after, just so people can get in their day, because some of the folks like Kathy Prodasky, you know, one of these days, Kathy, I'm going to get your last name, so it just rolls right off my tongue, but it just doesn't seem to work. You know, and I can blame it on the early morning, but my brain is fully functional at this time of day already. But some of us, and even Mary Margaret's, are, you know, well into her day because it's approaching 11 o'clock. So, yeah, 30 minutes, 35 minutes would be fine.
Great. Thank you.
All right. So talk to you guys next time.
I will. Okay, who would like to go next? Molly, let me ask you if you have some more to add to what you said. How you see yourself and what it would look like for you.
Well, what would be look like in for me, I am cost motivated. I can do things for other people until I die. And meanwhile, I had no worry about myself that God take care of me. So I know I would be, let's say I am a royal diamond. I am doing a lot for other people that my family also with me, we travel from United States, from one corner of the continent to another continent, to one And we have no worry about money. And there's an earthquake in China, in the western part of China. That is we're connected with the Yangtze River. And then pretty soon, going west some more, would be Himalaya Mountain. So the world is at our footstep, and we are with the world. We are living in this world. So whatever we do, whatever day of the week, of the month, I have the world as my horizon, looking, or don't even have to look. We know things we are to do today, tomorrow, and next week. So
very good. Very good. You bring it all together, and one of the things that I heard you say is that the world becomes much smaller when you have the availability to do what's in your heart to be able to spread the word.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you. Who would like to go next?
This is Janice.
Janice, go for it.
Michigan. You know, to be there is like it's almost a dream or unattainable or unimaginable almost. But then I think one of the things that helps me bring it to concrete reality is when I see people that I admire, like Dennis and Ruth and you guys, that are there, and other people that are, they're there, they're not just flying around and going on vacations. They're still involved with people, and that's the core of what I am, is I can't imagine a life not being busy. And I look at old people, I want to say old people, it doesn't matter whether they're 64, 74, 44, or 24, that are sitting on there and not doing much. You know, I look at that and it just drives me batty. I can't imagine. You know, and so that's something that I think is a royal diamond that I know I will still be very involved with doing things. And when I heard Dennis Bant say this morning about how he was going to do this cool thing, working with these people, making a difference, you know, using his time, he could have used time and resources to go out and help paint a building for a bunch of homeless people. How awesome is that? You know, that's just really, really cool. You know, and the other thing that's helping me now is my house, I had a fire and my house burned down, and I'm right now working at trying to get a picture of a house of what I would like to rebuild on my house. But I think that that's really, really, really going to help me get busy and do what I need to do, to having this picture of this house, because I need more finances to do that. And so that, and I think also what will help is to get a picture of like something like Denny's doing. I mean, like Ben's doing.
Janice, let me stop you. I want you to put it in present tense now.
Okay.
As a royal diamond, and let's paint the new house into the picture, and you just describe.
Okay.
Where you are.
Okay, so I am a royal diamond, and I have been able to finish my house, and I'm working at knowing that disasters always happen in families and life, and so I'm working at having a resource base so that I can help other people, and I am out there helping my nephews and my nieces get busy and everything from planting a whole bunch of blackberries and to making income and teaching them how to do that to helping people in my community like Global Wellness that I've been connected with to help them to provide food and resources for just airing my community, because that's where you start here. So that's what I'm doing.
Good. You went from saying you were working at to you are, which is very good, because that's taking ownership of it.
Okay.
You're putting yourself in the position, and you started out by saying, I have trouble imagining that, and you went and you left off exactly where I wanted you to go. And the more you can see yourself doing that And this is where I say, you know, guys, make it real realistic for yourself. There were some things that I wanted to do that, and I need to interject this just very quickly. There were some things I really wanted to do, but when I did them, I found they weren't meaningful at all. And it's okay to do those things. For me, some of them were just, I only did them once. And then I dropped back to what is more realistic, and it's not, I'm not a clothes horse, for example. But I thought, oh, it would be wonderful to not look at a price tag and pick out exactly what I wanted first. It wasn't the excitement I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I never went there again. I don't care about spending or seeing how much I can spend on clothes.
So amen.
That's not important to me. But, you know, I thought it might be. And so I settled back to something that was very realistic to me, for me. I'd rather buy a new book than spend more money on a fashion. That's just me. So anyway, it's got to be something that is really deep inside of you. Okay, but this is the way you find it out, is the experiences. Okay, so did I interrupt you, or did you finish your thought, Janice? Did we lose Janice?
Okay. Sorry, I put myself on mute, and I'm done because everybody else needs a turn. But that's really, you know, it really helps me to make sure I get keep on saying this in the present tense. So
great, thank you, thank
okay.
you. Good job. Okay, next.
Char, this is Mary Margaret.
Good morning.
I find that kind of refreshing
that you said, go ahead and let yourself try out, try some of these things, and maybe once will have been enough. Because I would like to do that about the clothes, but I'm not a clothes horse. It would just be fun to try that, you know, as a temporary experiment. But what I plan to do, well, now that I am a Royal Diamond, is I really enjoy writing a $1,000 check for donations every week. And I have fun, you know, something in the news, something needy, I can address it every week. And that feels really good to me. And I have a house that is a condo that is just more spacious than I used to have. And one of the things I'm really happy about doing is I especially like to help single moms and people like that to become established in their own business so they will be able to stay home with their kids so they can make a better living. I feel really good about helping those downline people. So that's kind of all I see for right at the moment.
That's very good. That's very good, and to me that sounds very realistic, what I know about you. So great. Super job. Thank you.
Well, this is fun thinking about.
It is. It is. And those can be part of your driving forces. Okay, next.
Hi, this is Kathy Clark.
Good morning, Kathy.
As a Royal Diamond, as a new Royal Diamond, I have my team and I have successfully helped close to 500,000 families become balanced and healthy globally. We've done this by having 75 business builders in the team, all with pretty much the same vision, helping people. The freedom that this has allowed me is phenomenal. I could not have reached 500,000 families without leveraging my downline, and this is why I love network marketing.
Wow. That sums it up. And to be able to experience that, how does that make you feel?
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. I've been reading Kay Lynch's book, Being the Best, Be the Best You Can in MLM.
Okay.
As part of our mastermind group up here. And it's changed how I look at the whole world.
And knowing what he did near the end of his life and what he saw in Nikan puts a real seal on that whole picture, doesn't it?
It really does. It really does.
Thank you very much. Very good.
Sure, this is Harold.
Good morning, Harold.
Good morning. So as a Royal Diamond, I'm listening to the other Royal Diamonds. I find that everybody is taking more responsibility rather than less. You know, a lot of people think, well, once I get to Royal Diamond, I can retire, sit back on my laurels, and rake in the income, and I won't have to do anything. But as I'm listening, everybody is really taking more responsibility, and I think that's really a very positive way to look at it. And I think as a Royal Diamond, that's the way we should look at it.
You know, boy, that hit a chord with me. It's been a very, very sensitive spot, especially in the last year, as I've looked around and realized that many people that I haven't known that we cross paths with as we're traveling come up and make comments, and sometimes I literally have sat in tears afterwards, and if Denny was on the call, he would attest to that. He'd say, "What are you crying and sobbing about now?" And I'd say, it's overwhelming, the responsibility we have as we grow in this business. And we don't know, we don't even begin to know the number of people that we touch. So thank you for stating it that way, not to interrupt any other thought you might like to have, but that was very well said.
Well, that's just the way I guess my personality is or whatever. I'm supposedly retired. My wife came up to me a few weeks ago and said, "Harold, you're retired. Why can't you just slow down?" Well, that's not what I am. I do a lot of things, and I enjoy what I do, and I think that's a responsibility that we should all take seriously.
I agree, and I made that same comment to Dennis Williams shortly after they went Royal Ambassador, because Ruth had said that. I'd said it to both of them, and I said, it does not appear that you guys have decided to set back and enjoy where you are. It appears that you are doing as much, if not more, than you were doing before. And they both agreed that's what really gave them pleasure. So, full agreement. Thank you. Thank you very much. And we've got left a couple more people here, I know. Ken, you're still on?
Yes, I sure.
Go for it.
Okay, as a Royal Diamond, I have financial freedom. I have a beautiful combination, green home and Nikon wellness home, and on the water, and I have the freedom and the opportunity to travel all over the world. Going back to Kay Lynch's book again, I also read that book, and he said one of the he asked in his book, "What would you rather have, $1 million or 1 million friends?" And then he went on to say that he'd rather have 1 million friends, and that kind of ties into what Zig Ziglar said: if you help enough people, make enough friends, or help enough people get what they want, you'll get everything you want. And so I'm going to be helping people all over the world and try to make 1 million friends.
Well, it can certainly happen in this business, moreover than in anything I've ever seen in my life, because it just has that ripple effect once you get your base. And Kathy spelled it out, and I didn't write down the number that she said. Oh, 75 business builders she foresaw ahead of time, realizing that that's where she is heading, is to collect the business builders, because we know that they seriously attempt to talk to and do more people than just the product consumer, which we don't leave anybody out, of course. But we've all learned that from doing this. And that is a blessing itself, just being able to pass that on. And that's what you're talking about in making that number of friends. That's what it's going to take, is those people that will do the same thing you're doing. And maybe for different reasons, of course, but the driving force is behind them to accomplish that. Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, that's good for right now.
Okay, very good, very good. I just don't want to cut anybody short.
Thanks.
Thank you. And then we have Kathy again.
Hello.
Good morning.
Living as a Royal Diamond, I finally realizing being able to do some things I've always wanted to be able to do, and I've not seen other people doing this so much. First and one of the biggest loves of my life are our horses. And what I am going to have is a substantial acreage, a horse ranch. I'm going to raise Arabian horses.
How about enough? Okay, let me stop. Let me stop you. Put yourself into the picture.
Oh, okay.
You
okay,
have it. Describe it.
Okay. I have a wonderful log home, very modern and large, and big enough to entertain all my downline if I have when I have events going on in the area. Anybody that needs to stay and work and stay in my house, I have plenty of room. Out every morning on my favorite Arabian stallion, checking on my herd of horses. Well, I have a special, large, huge pasture, probably about 5,000 acres, huge. And I'm going to, I do have different herds of horses on this area. But new homes, like I have some Mustangs from the different areas in the country that have extra horses that have no place to go. I have horses there that have rescues that are unadoptable. Horses that come from experimental areas, for instance, you know, the estrogen mares that you hear about that have no place to go. And I'm going to have them set up in herds, and they're each going to have their own little stallion to take care of them, and in a home for the rest of their lives, and not have to worry. Another project that I'm working on that I've always wanted to do, I've been an RN for a long time, and what I've done is specialize in spinal cord injuries, people that break their necks or their backs, and after they've gone through the rehab, and I've worked with them, so many of them have problems finding places to live that can accommodate their special needs, specifically physical needs, getting around the homes, apartments that are built to accommodate wheelchairs and things like that. And I'm going to build, or I am building, and have six of them at the moment, apartment buildings that have six apartments, large apartments in each building, and they're all kind of in the little community. And they're all set up for people, more specifically with spinal cord injuries, that need a place to stay, and then it's accessible for them, and also provides transportation for them to help them get to work and do their jobs and to school. Each apartment has a computer with audio visual capabilities so they can attend classes without going out if that's the problem. I've got a lot of different plans for that, mostly for spinal cord injuries that just don't have a place to go. I've always wanted to do that, and so I'm finally getting to do that. And throughout the whole day, I'm living weekend. I'm taking three-way phone calls. I'm checking my downline. I'm talking to people around the world that have questions about Nikan or referring to me or anybody I can help. And I'm also every day, generally around noon, I'm doing a live preview on over the internet, specifically for healthcare professionals. Because they seem to have an awful hard time understanding how to do this. And so being one and having gone through that, I wanted to help, you know, kind of help them out just by being able to answer their questions and making it as simple as I can for them.
Wow. That's incredible thought.
That's kind of some of the things that I've always wanted to do that I'm finally getting to do.
Great. You put yourself right in there. Now, is Steve Crowfoot, thank you. I'm making notes on what you guys say because I just, this is how things stay with me, is to continually write as I'm hearing that feeds me, okay? So find the things that really feed you and make sure they're a part of everything you do for all of you. Is Steve Crowfoot with us? Okay, did I miss anybody? Okay.
I'd like to just add one more thing.
Okay, Mary Margaret.
I can look back at, say, 2008 and the difficulty of keeping a good attitude and realize that that was God's lesson for me to, made me to make me a very determined person about having a really wonderful attitude. And that's the purpose that it took me as long a time as it did to get to be this Royal Diamond, to build that attitude in. It's just imperturbable, you know.
Wonderful. Great thought. Thank you. I want to transition all that we've said right now into taking action, and this is a challenge with four fingers pointing back to me, a challenge to implement what was delivered on Wednesday night and thoughts of what has been going through your mind since you've heard that delivery of the announcement of Shannon Miller and her endorsement. Actually, it's more than an endorsement. She is a wellness consultant, if any of you missed this information. And what this means to us, and how are each of us going to utilize it and put it into action, not next month, but as of today? What can we do to move this further ahead? Because the challenge is so great, as we all know. Okay, who'd like to give a thought on that first?
This is Kathy in Texas. First thing I'm going to do is start wearing that bracelet everywhere I go. It's very attention-getting, and I just imagine, I know I'm going to get a million questions from everybody about that. And it's just going to leave all kinds of openings for me to bring up again. But I'm going to try to do it from the aspect of finding out what they're looking for first rather than just telling them what I want to tell them. But I think wearing that bracelet is a bracelet. Yeah. I don't know if that's what you want to call it. Anyway, is just going to be such a way of getting to talk to people.
Wearing the sport bracelet. Very good. Okay. I have, okay, who else has got?
This is Molly.
Molly, okay.
She mentioned that so many organizations and business post her. And then finally, she focused on LinkedIn because the philosophy, the wellness aspect fit her so well. And then she zeroed on the obesity of children as her focus. I think this is so good for us to focus be energized in one area as we are looking into the future. So that's what I was thinking after Wednesday.
Okay. Now, I want you guys to start pulling it into specifics that you're going to do. I've got a couple of ideas. I don't want to share mine until you've had the opportunity to wrap your brains around specific ways. Molly, Kathy said wearing the sport bracelet, and Molly's talking about being energized. Specific ways that you know that you can reach numbers of people quickly that will put something into action. Okay. Somebody else.
Sorry, this is Kathy Clark.
Okay.
That webcast should be recorded. It should be up online shortly. I think it's supposed to be within 72 hours, something like that. I'm working with people right now that are in the athletic world. They're runners, physical fitness trainers, et cetera, et cetera. And the second I see that it's up, and I haven't had a chance because things are wild right now, I will be pointing people, these people, to that webcast, to that recorded message, here at my house or wherever, because I'm working with a fitness club right now.
Okay, very good.
Now, how can the strangers get into that? Because that's on our own. You know, we have to enter our own numbers and everything. How do they do that? Can they get in there directly or to see that webcast?
Boy, that's...
I'm not certain. That's why quite a few of them will probably be here at my house. I'm not certain if you can on the information, you know, the sign-in page is different now, and there's some little buttons that you can push. Little icons that you can push, and you can get information and all sorts of stuff without actually signing in. And I'm going to research that, but I'm going to utilize this.
Okay, make sure you remember to give us that when you come back next week, or actually email that to Vance and let him send it down when you find it, Kathy, because I know how thorough you are about looking those things up. Or anyone else that does, because that would be something that would be very, very good for all of us to have. And off the top of my head, I can't picture exactly how that's done either.
I had talked to Internet Support. I wanted to record one specific one, March 5th, the one learning how to use our internet capability to do our business, and one like creating Evite. I wanted to record. I thought I did. When it says here save, I saved. But nothing came out of what I saved. So I talked to Internet Support about that again. They say, well, I guess so that person did it with me at that same time, and he tried it to save, download it. And he said, well, I guess the technology is not worked out so you can download at this point.
Okay, well, then hopefully they'll have that taken care of shortly. How long ago did you try this, Molly?
Well, just a week ago.
A week ago. Well, things are changing rapidly, so possibly, and some urging from the field that we're trying to do that is always a good thing. So try it again and call in and check and see if they know when they're going to have that available.
Yeah, just this morning I emailed Mike DiMuccio, who is my upline in Canada, to ask him, see if he can download it and then send downward to his downline.
Excellent.
Once we record in our own website or in our own computer, we can put it in our own website that we business card all the time. We can put that website in the business card, and then people can go in. The capability that we need is for us to be able to download.
Right. I understand that. Okay, so great. So you guys keep us, whoever gets there first, keep us in the loop and keep us informed and send it through Vance, and he'll make certain to send it down. Okay, we're going to wind this up really quick here. Anyone else like to give how they're going to put it into action?
Sure, this is Harold.
Harold.
Fortunately, this came at a great time for us in the Portland area because Ann Bodak is going to be here next Tuesday evening, and she is an Olympian, so I sent out an email to about 25 of my both downline and new contacts that I have and told them that about Shannon Miller and her connection and some of the other Olympians. and tie that into Ann Bodak's visit here Tuesday to get people to come to the Willis Preview then. So I think that's going to work out great. I've already had callbacks on that. So that's just another way to tie in and leverage the company and this happening.
Okay, I'm embarrassed now. I can't remember what category Ann is an Olympian in.
She held four Canadian swim records.
Okay.
I don't think she ever won an Olympic medal, but she was an Olympian.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to have the reference. And my phone is going dead. I'm going to switch really quick, but I did want to say what came to my mind here. I just need to grab another one before this one disconnects me.
Could you tell us where that's going to be in Portland? If we can scrounge up some people in Portland to send them to you on Tuesday, where that will take place?
It's the Abernathy. Go ahead.
The Abernathy Center in Oregon City at 15th and Washington.
15th and Washington. In the evening?
In the evening, 7:30.
7:30. Thank you.
Okay, my thought was on the for one of the things I'm going to do to put into action is to call families that I know have children, and that can be all the way through teenage children, and say, we have been issued a challenge. And I probably don't know the picture of where these kids are and the families, which is going to be very good, and say that we have been given a challenge to help work with obese children around the world. And to do that, our company has come out with a sport bracelet endorsed and backed by the most decorated, and my wordage will be smoother than this guy's because I have to practice it a bit, and that's actually doing it. I don't do a lot of rehearsing in front of the mirror. It's just get on the phone and start calling. It puts the pressure on me, and I get better fast. That's my way of doing it. That we have the sport bracelet, and a portion of the proceeds goes to helping obese children within this country to start with. And so I would like you to go and watch this clip, and hopefully by the time the weekend's over with, we're going to have an answer on how to do that. Otherwise, I'll adjust it. And look at the sport bracelet and put it on order. So my question to you guys is, do you already have your sport bracelet coming to you? Anybody?
Yes, Kathy, I do.
Okay, I do too. I ordered 4 or 5 of them. I wanted to make sure Denny and I had enough to at least have a bracelet and one for the neck also, because I've seen that done, and I think it looks very, very neat. And I know that we have a young man in our house here, in our home that lives with us, that gets great utilization out of wearing the sport bracelets linked together as a necklace. He's diabetic. So I am very, very excited about this as opening a door, because we can put the challenge out to absolutely everyone. Why would anyone refuse to assist in helping with such a worthwhile mission, the generations to come? So that's my thought. Anybody have a closing thought or comment? Wow, you guys did a wonderful job. We just pedal to the metal. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Okay. And a great week ahead. I'm excited about Ann being here also in Portland, but for all the rest of you, we've all got all kinds of things to take advantage of. It's just putting it 110% mentally there and taking it every situation that we're put into that's close to us or move closer and utilizing it, because they're all around us, all around us. So we know what we need to do, right?
Yes. And thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for your input. It's very inspirational for me. So we will see you next week, if not before.
Thank you. Thank you much.
Make it a great one, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.